I've been writing plays for years. Most of my plays are very much fall into meta theater. I usually write things where people are on stage and they discover this outer world that's been influencing them that they weren't aware of. So it's very much we have a reality and then we expand out to a greater reality. And so I started trying to play and I said, well, what would be the opposite of that? And essentially it was people on stage creating a sub-level of reality. And then I said to myself, well, gee, that sounds like exactly what I did all through junior high school, and college. And that's pretty much where our team, of course, what they're going to be doing is they're going to be playing Dungeons & Dragons or a role-playing game. And once I had that thought, one of the scenes almost immediately wrote itself. And I knew exactly what I wanted. It came very quickly once I got past the contest stage.
Okay, are any of the characters based off of yourself or your friends that played the game when you were in junior high school?
It's hard to identify all of them as specific people. They're all a combination of people that I know. One of the characters is probably more me than the others. That's Gary, the best friend. Mostly because his relationship with his offstage wife is exactly like mine. It was all very easy. Sam is who's the main character, the protagonist. He's one of the protagonists. He's living the situation that was always in my head that I was afraid of dealing with, which is, at what point do you tell the person that you love that you play Dungeons & Dragons or that you play role-playing games? Because it's not something you really want to lead with. Generally speaking, if you're in a relationship, you want to wait till the other person really, really likes you and you've earned enough love points that then you can cash some of them in to tell them about your hobby. So in that respect, what Sam and Carol go through is pretty much what I always feared I would have to go through at some point.
Okay, so was this kind of like, was this fun for you to write, considering that, you know, this was all like a hypothetical, like in your head? Like, how did you wrote it, you know?
So I never really lived the experience of you tell your girlfriend and it really wrecks the relationship. But I definitely played it out in my head many, many times. So in that respect, it came easy just from remembering what I thought would happen.
Okay, as far as the responses from the crowd, I mean, a lot of directors, a lot of writers hang out after a play is finished and they kind of listen for the buzz. What do you think the buzz is so far?
My favorite bit of buzz is from people who actually have never played a game. It's really very funny, like, the number of people who've come up to me and said, like, it's pretending like it's a social issue play, which it's not, and like, just so you know, I play Dungeons & Dragons. I'm like, it's okay, you don't have to, you know, come out of the dungeon or anything to me, but my favorite response is from the people who haven't played, where they say, I get why it's fun. But, you know, my own mother said, I can see why you found it appealing. And I know you're like not supposed to really quote your mother, but from my mother, that's amazing. From my mother and my sister, I know that doesn't sound like the people you should go. An endorsement from them on this is absolutely amazing. So that was really cool. The response has been almost overwhelming, not even almost, it has been overwhelmingly positive, and I'm so grateful for that.
Okay, so now that the play has been extended, after the Fringe Festival? Are you looking to do anything different, or, like, what are your plans now?
Well, you know, the first run of it was very much a workshop. You know, it had not had a life before. So over the course of the last month, I mean, the basic integrity of the play remains the same, but we've refined it, and I think we have a much slicker product. I think it's even better than it was. And, you know, and when our course is over, the refinement process is going to continue. I think the play is very strong where it is right now. I think we learned a lot over the last month, and I'm very happy with it. I'm really hopeful that it will have a life beyond this.
Okay, are you writing anything else currently, or are you just focusing on this? Always.
I'm one of those guys that needs to spend time with all of his children. I'm always writing studies. I'm always writing screenplays. I do try to reserve an hour a day for writing whenever I can. And I'm working on several other projects right now.
Okay, as far as this play, this performance, I mean, with the rise of bro comedies lately, like bro coms and things like that, this film would actually really translate well to a feature film. Is that something that you're thinking about?
It's something that we've been talking about. It is something adapting into the film. That is in the works. Putting together a script, a screenplay version of this, is absolutely something that's in the works.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to talk about as far as Saving Throw versus Love?
Mostly I'm just so grateful to the community that's come out and this. I'm very grateful to those people who played, who've come to see it. If they get one experience out of it from having lived it. I'm grateful to the people who dated gamers who come to see it because they connect to it on an entirely different level. And especially those people who don't know anything about it but still came to see it and had a great time. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how much that means to me. So, I mean, that's the thing that really sticks with me the most.